Hideo Kojima has been a standard bearer for the very best that the gaming medium has to offer, and has inspired many into creating a mature art form.
That guy, like, he's such a genius, and I'm just doing whatever he says, you know, and he's like, we're gonna make people cry. I'm like, for a video game? And he's like, yep.
What? Because Kojima is the master. He's Kasparov of video games.
And then he goes, and I go, playing me? And he goes, no, they'll be you.
It's not story-driven in the sense that we go from A to Z like we do in a film. It is out of time, out of space. It is in the moment. So I think the opportunity of doing things we've never done before could be very interesting.
He is to gaming in many ways what Cameron or Spielberg are to filmmaking. His absolute passion for perfection and his narrative ambition and scope. There is nothing in his stories that he does not love and feel strongly about. You can see strands of action, strands of manga, anime, tokusatsu, epics, and existential philosophy. He believes, as I do, that we must cherish this medium, not only for the entertainment possibilities, but for its artistic ones. We both believe that these things, these strands of pop culture, are actually keys to the mythology of our century. He proves that an altruistic boy's ambition can sing loud and clear above the din of sameness, and that an individual with conviction and faith can manage anything through hard work.
It is my great pleasure to introduce a creator, an innovator, and an awesome dude. Ladies and gentlemen, Hideo Kojima!
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
What's up, everyone? It is me, Albert. Welcome to Death Stranding Podcast, episode 68. I don't know. I just don't know. I have no words. I just watched the launch trailer, even though I said I wouldn't. Proceeded to have a very, very existential few minutes of silence after that, after which I literally had to start recording again because I was so overwhelmed. So there you go. So there we go, folks. So right now, just to address you directly, listener, you're probably a Kojima fan, or someone who's curious about Death Stranding, someone who enjoys video games, someone who was drawn to this podcast based on wanting to hear someone talking about the game, what they think, any facts about it. The fact is, Death Stranding has been highly, highly anticipated for many years, since 2016 at least. In some cases, for some people, they've been wanting to know what Kojima was going to do next after Metal Gear Solid 5. I'd count myself among these people. I've resonated with Kojima's works for many, many years. He's a very kindred human being to me. Bit of a guiding presence. In some instances, without getting weird, a bit of a surrogate father figure, because he's very eclectic, very creative, very still, manages his time very well, knows how to engage with his latter years in a creative and positive, youthful way, has an emphasis on connections and collaboration where my own father doesn't have these things. So first time I've kind of revealed this sort of information on the show. What I'm trying to say is that when you really care about something, you end up seeing yourself in it. You end up bringing very private and personal parts of yourself to it, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. And Kojima has most definitely brought himself to this story. And to be honest, after covering the game for so long, since 2017, I'm experiencing a lot of fatigue right now. For a lot of people, it is them coming into the awareness of the game for the first time. You know, the awareness of this game as being something more than just this great grand mystery that's very much in the shifting at the moment. There's a lot of moving parts energetically out there, which is, ironically, as much as there's so much positive buzz and wonderful, you know, people revealing information and revealing their thoughts about the game and everything being revealed. It's very trippy for me because we went for so long covering the game from a very speculative place, analytical place. So this is a lot. It's a lot to take in. I feel like I've just entered this podcast in sort of safety recovery mode. I was originally going to record with my co-host Danny, but I think it would have gotten too emotional. Because as I'm sure you've gathered, Death Stranding is definitely not a normal game. Kojima is not a normal creator, and I'm definitely not a normal podcast host. So there's a bit of a theme there. I'm sure folks out there wouldn't say that they're essentially, would call themselves among the normal folks or the usual folks. The like attracts like in that way, and Kojima has a very eccentric, very idiosyncratic view on the world. We saw a lot of that in the launch trailer. Part of me is absolutely jubilant. I'm very much stunned into silence at the moment. I just part of me feels like openly sobbing a lot because I grew up with Metal Gear Solid, and Yoji Shinkawa's style influenced my own sketching style. I often hold Kojima to be the example of what I'd like to do with my life, which is to have a very creatively fertile latter half of my life. I've been doing a lot of self-evaluation about that recently, and I try to use the pause and the attempt to not view the launch trailer or any pre-launch information as an opportunity to dive into my own creative stuff, which has been really good. But the fact is, you know, one can't help, especially when one is this close to something, but to hear things they really don't want to. I really did want to kind of just vanish off the face of the earth until after I'd played the game. And it's actually gotten me to do a lot of evaluating about how close I am to these things. And I think Death Stranding Podcast is definitely going to be my last weekly podcast that I've ever done. Any sort of regularity is just bad. It's the strength of the material unto itself will be able to see me clear from Death Stranding itself being tainted in any way by the experience of doing Death Stranding Podcast, but constantly talking about something rather than creating and making my own original stuff and I think it's been very, very, it's been fun, it's been nice to connect with people, but overall I just think it's just, you know, community building certainly, but not creatively stirring, and I'm a creative person, so I like enjoy making art and enjoy doing creative things, and I love the industry, but I got too close on this one. I really got too close, and I felt that when I saw this trailer. I was like, I got too close, because I'm all tied up, I'm all tangled up in Death Stranding now. I feel like I've cried everything I've, you know, all the tears I've wanted to cry, I've said everything I've wanted to say, and part of me just did not want to record, but figured I'd capture this and put something out before the game came out. You know, in the post I made on the Death Stranding Podcast Instagram, I said I wouldn't be covering the cover trailer, but, you know, I've been hearing a lot of beautiful things in the things that have slipped, you know, past, and, you know, 93% on Metacritic, and I saw a page on Instagram from Kojima's Instagram, like 10 out of 10 scores, 5 out of 5 scores, but then IGN gave it a 6, and I didn't want to know that. I didn't want to know anything. I really didn't. There was a certain point where I just didn't want to know anything at all. And I'm really going to think about this going forward, about possible complete blackouts, just technological blackouts in the lead up. I'm enormously resentful. I'm feeling like a fucking ocean of resentment towards the modern era, towards the internet, towards people who had pre-codes, you know, before. You know, I'm sure that was the case back in the day, but it wasn't publicized. I don't think it wasn't something that the average Joe was made that aware of, that people had these early access codes. Fucking resentful. So fucking resentful, man. You know? Let's just get it out there. I'm fucking angry, man. I'm fucking angry. It's fucked up. It's just fucked up. And again, I try not to dip into like first world white boy crap, but you know, when you are And again, I have my head very firmly on my shoulders about that stuff. My whole fucking whatever collections could burst into fucking flames right now, I would not give a shit. I really wouldn't if it helped it karmically, if it karmically helped the human race in some way. Like, I just don't give a fuck. I really don't. And when I saw that trailer, when I saw the leaks, I just had massive, massive amounts of resentment and hatred and annoyance. And it was not a good time. It was not a good time. So sorry if this is your first episode of Death Stranding podcast and you're tuning in and you're hearing all these negative vibes. But it's out of love, believe it or not. It's a hatred out of love. It's resentment out of love. It's depression out of love. Like, I feel depressed right now. I feel very, very upset and sad, and I just feel like catatonic and just numb as fuck, which is kind of fucked up. Because when you love what someone thinks, and again, this is me talking to you folks, right? Very firm head on my shoulders, would never raise this with any of the creators, would never raise this with any of the cast, and if they are listening, believe me, it's, you know, I just feel like it just, yeah, you obviously made the game, you started the game, you developed the game, and that had its, I'm sure, you know, that's, first of all, I mean, what I do here isn't fucking not comparable at all. I'm just talking into a microphone. You guys are making pure fucking artistry, and by all accounts, this is one of the most fucking timeless, beautiful experiences in the interactive art form created of all time, and I have no doubt that it'll be. What I think I'm getting at is I just wish that it was, like, atomically possible, if it was, like, in whatever to do with being able to warp reality possible, to just have forgotten everything about Death Stranding up until this point. Truly. Truly. And definitely not to have seen the launch trailer. Definitely not to have learned anything. I think a month out, next time it's going to just be a month out. When we're a month away from release, it's just, I'm just not going to fucking do anything. I'm going to unplug completely. Like, I'm serious. Because this is, shit's important. You know, you want to have these moments be as effective and as beautiful and as untainted as possible. So, this episode was initially going to be called something like Keep Us Together. But after this, I might have to call it just Depressed and Waiting. Brackets. 6 days to go or something. I'll figure it out. But I don't want to talk about anything. I don't want to talk about Death Stranding. Can you believe that? I'm fucking done. I just want to just sit in front of that beautiful TV, sit down, probably cry for a bit. I'll probably just fucking cry once I put the disc in. Just sit there like a fucking sobbing idiot and just cry. Beautiful scenes. Very interesting scenes. Too much. Too much. Everything's been so cryptic so far, and that's a full-blown story trailer. It's too much. Seeing Mads in the coat was too much, and seeing Troy hold Norman by the face with the golden mask was too much. Seeing Leia and Sam disappearing is too much. I just hate it. I just want to push everything away. I want everything to disappear. I just want no memory. I want to start all over again. I want to have completely forgotten about Death Stranding. I want to have never done Death Stranding podcast. And I want to have, yeah, I want to have never done anything prior to just playing this game. In relation to this game, obviously, I'm not an extremist. Like, being alive has been wonderful and all that. That's been wonderful. But, and keep in mind, folks, I'm just sharing a pure, very unfiltered emotional state right now. So maybe this will go out there and be one of the less usual takes of the game pre-release. But what are you going to call it? I might do some reading later about this phenomena. Because I have a complete record nearly every week of my life since the game was announced. It's audio records. You can find it on Reddit if you look at Albert Kessa. You can search everywhere, Interactive Art History Death Stranding Podcast. You can put together a complete record of me in relation to this game from the moment of announcement to the moment of release and afterwards. And I've never felt so emotional and numb. I'm like numb with joy and numb with a sense that every second of this game is precious, and every second of this game, you know, deserves to be unspoiled and to be experienced freshly from the first point of view. I really wish I could have just snapped my fingers and forgotten everything, and just someone had, like, tomorrow or in a week's time, just getting my TV fixed, which, by the way, I'm getting my TV fixed specifically so I can play Death Stranding. The 3.5 millimeter cable was stopped working. And I had to fix that. $150, by the way, that's pretty intense. So make sure to treat your 3.5 millimeter inch openings at the backs of your TVs very well, because if you yank the cable out too quickly, it'll loosen the socket, and it's $150 to fix that one. But anyway, I just wish that I didn't know anything about podcasting, anything about Death Stranding, and that magically on the 5th, on the 8th of November, EB Games said, hey, you know, come pick up, you know, Death Stranding. And I say, what's Death Stranding? Go pick it up, get home. What's this weird baby in a pod? Pop it in the disc tray, or rather pop it in. There's no disc trays anymore. And just experiencing it. So I feel so angry. I feel so fucking angry and resentful. Because I'm just so fucking happy. It's like this weird bipolar feeling. I'm so happy for everyone. I'm so happy for Kojima Productions. I feel aggressively protective over this game because it is so rare. And I should have seen it coming. This is insane. I should have seen it coming. Only now have I put together that me starting the podcast, it's like it was a bad idea. I'm speaking very emotionally right now, but I think, like, that's as soon as I saw that launch trailer, and I got a sense of how I just was too close. It was like realizing you're about to crash because you're skimming too close to the ground, and I just crashed. I'm really glad Danny wasn't on this one, because I probably would have cried and screamed and been really angry. So at least I'm sparing him from that. But so I guess Death Stranding podcast, before we shift into Kojima podcast, which is what I'm going to be starting after Death Stranding, because he's going to be making future titles, and I'm going to be more careful about going into those. But yeah, there's a complete record of one man's interactions with this game. But yeah, I've never felt more than right now that podcasting was a terrible idea, that Death Stranding podcast was a terrible idea. What a precious fucking thing I just witnessed. That launch trailer made me immediately regret everything. Keep in mind, folks, again, I must remind you, if you're lifting weights or driving to work or running and you're like, Albert, are you okay? It's like, I'm fucking great. I'm fucking stunned. I've never reacted this way to anything with anger, like filled with anger, which is just that, like, comes from a seed of just pure love and gratitude. It's so much more beautiful than I could have ever imagined. It's so much more wonderful than I could have ever imagined seeing that trailer. And I feel so shit. I feel like an idiot for spoiling any amount of it. I really should have just seen that first trailer in 2016. You know, I knew it would be rare. I knew it would be this special thing, but just from seeing that, I just already know it's like it's too late now. This is such a rare thing, folks. We have no idea. You really have no idea. I thought we had no idea, but we really do have no idea of how special this game is going to be. I don't know whether to read reviews. I don't know what the fuck to do right now. I don't know what the fuck to do. All I know is that it got a bunch of 10s out of 10s. And I want to hear from folks, have you ever been so happy that you've become depressed? Have you ever been so full of anticipation that you've gotten exhausted? Have you ever been so joyful that you've become tired? It's taken me right into that extreme. of gratitude and kindredness. I'm probably going to look back on this actual recording and just laugh my ass off. Like, what the fuck, you mopey bitch. You mopey little just idiot. Well, like, what are you doing? But I can't help but feel what I feel. And I really don't care about success. I don't care about clickbaiting. I don't care about all that crap. I just care about being honest with everyone. Because I think honesty paves the way for everything worthwhile in life, including creatively. And Death Stranding certainly seems to have come from a place of honesty for Kojima. His filmic influences are so beautifully clear. The trench coat, the third man, everything we've been speculating upon. It's like a dream come true. It's like a fucking dream come true. It is so promising. Everything in that trailer is so intriguing. It's so precious, though. It's so different. We don't know whether those things are aliens or interdimensional creatures or whatever. I've decided just then, now, and here and now not to read any reviews because I just don't want any hints. But I've seen it. I've done the fucking thing. I've seen the fucking launch trailer. It's like I've done my job. I gave myself a job of basically, seemingly at least. Again, I'm feeling a bit dramatic right now, a little bit emotional, but it's like I made a job out of ruining something I loved. Spoiling it ahead of time. And again, sure, I'm getting a chorus of people being like, Albert, don't fucking worry. You're overreacting. It's all good. It's going to be great. You're just going to, after this recording, you're going to take a fucking break. You're just going to chillax. You're going to relax and not think about anything. And you're just going to unwind. But it's for the time being, it's just, it's like, how fucking unique is this physiological reaction that I'm feeling? How insane. This is going to feel so trippy later on when I'm experiencing this game. So again, Yoji, I went in a fucking coma just now, and I'm reminding of myself of who I am. Seriously, I feel like I just went into a fucking coma of gratitude. So yeah, I'm Albert Kessa. I grew up, I spent a couple of years in Italy, and I spent that time playing in like 1990 whatever, playing Metal Gear Solid and learning about Yoji Shinkawa, fucking loving the game, man. You know, the sneaking, the hiding under, you know, trucks cozily, like it defined some of my ideas of what it feels to be safe, to be cozy and protected, and to have friends right there, a phone call away. Beautiful, beautiful little message there. And I know that Kojima has gone even further with Death Stranding. It's going to be even more immersive, even more lifelike, even more kindred, even more something that you can just enter into it as a life. You are just experiencing this game directly. It's like if you were in a Kubrick movie, and instead of viewing it and immersing into it from the seat, you know, in a cinema, you're actually a character in that game. You immediately appear in that world. And you're experiencing the narrative from within that world. Not in front of it, in the screen. You're in there. And it hit me so strongly, just how special it is. How special it is to see so many beautiful, talented folks from the upper echelons of Hollywood in a title. This is so special. I can't believe I fucked it up. I can't believe I fucked it up. This little pass. But I'm very curious to see if anyone felt similarly, just overwhelmingly depressed out of joy. It's like losing my mind. I feel like I'm losing my mind. It really feels like that. But so for news, Death Stranding will be on PC. There's a World Strand 2 in progress. I've reached out to a couple of people to maybe, if not, go to one of the venues to at least lock down a shirt of some kind. Yeah, I feel angry. I still feel so fucking angry about the mic. I've been dragging my feet with it because I just didn't want to admit it. But the fact is, when you build up this much, 68 episodes in, folks, you're too close. Guess what? Newsflash. You were too close at 50 episodes in. You were too close at 30 fucking episodes in. I got too close. And I'm going to sob my eyes out when I play this game. So many changes have happened in my life wrapped up with Death Stranding podcast. So, yeah, I can see myself openly sobbing about this later in my life as well. Every time I hear churches, I die because it's such a beautiful song. Like every age of me, like my 7-year-old self, my 10-year-old self, my 17-year-old self are all yelling at me. It's like, what the fuck was that about, man? What are you doing? What did you do? And what are you doing? You know? So I don't want to put anyone off podcasting. Maybe just develop a good ratio. Maybe develop a good distance. Still fun activity to do once in a while. But this today was the fucking lesson for me that I just can't do a fucking weekly show. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what I mean? Like I'm feeling like sick. Like I feel like I've got a headache or something. Like an existential body-wide being ache. Not even a headache. It's like I just feel this. It just feels wrong, man. It just feels wrong. Like, yeah. Again, please phone in. Please message in. Send a like. This is gonna release on Anchor off ed.fm, which is all my podcasts are at. There's a message button that should be at anchor.fm/deathstranding. You can do that, or you can send a voicemail to deathstrandingpodcast@gmail.com. I'm sure I'll check that. Alternatively, maybe just chuck it through to Albert Kessa, ALBERTCHESSA at iCloud.com, because sometimes I don't check the Death Stranding podcast one. I have no fucking idea. Literally the most unfiltered I've been with anyone on a podcast, certainly. Anger, just pure anger, entirely from love, entirely from the sense that I, you know, as I was like, I can't remember how like, probably as soon as I clicked, as soon as I saw the first few images, I was like, oh shit, I'm fucking up 2001 A Space Odyssey, I'm making Pop-Tarts while I'm watching Clockwork Orange for the first time. It's like, don't, man, this is fucking, I should have seen it coming. I really should have seen how special this was going to be. And it will repair. Oh, fuck me, you guys. Oh, believe me, it will repair. I'm very fortunate that I have the next few days to just shut the fuck up and just not do a fucking thing anymore and just sit and wait for this game. And then I'll be good, I think. I'll be fine. Trying to immerse my... I mean, literally, guys, can I be honest? I've tried to not give a fuck about Death Stranding for the past couple days, and that was painful. To watch a trailer for something I love with targeted, focused avoidance of spoilers in my heart. Feel nothing, Albert. Seek out nothing about Death Stranding. Don't give a shit anymore. The whiplash one puts themselves through with the podcast is fucked up. When you invest this much, it is fucked up, man. Think of this, that you're married out there, you got a girlfriend, you got a boyfriend, a partner. Imagine that for whatever reason, you told yourself, oh, I have to, at least for a little bit, just not love them. That'll be good for a surprise, or that'll be good for insert whatever the fucking reason. And going into a game, unspoiled, not a good enough reason to fucking fuck with yourself that way. To tell yourself that you don't care. And that's fucked up. So, my advice, if you're thinking of doing a podcast, have a fucking honest to who you are ratio. If it's weekly, that's great. For me, motherfucking hell, definitely not weekly. I gotta create, man. I gotta make my art. Like, and this was a huge learning experience. And it will rebuild. Again, like, you know, folks, fuck. Like, we haven't played the game. I haven't played the game. Some people have. But let me tell you something right now. Kojima, when you play a game, it just, you're in its world. All right, it's not in your world, you're in its world, and it completely changes you. It fucking changes you. It's going to change me to play this game. I already knew that. So this is just this big cathartic expression of just, holy fuck, guys. Holy fucking shit. Well, it's been real. It's been so lovely. It's been extremely real, very unfiltered. And I'm done. Everything's beautiful. I'm numb with happiness. I'm depressed with joy. I am angry and resentful with gratitude. So, and a sense of how special and rare this is. So hopefully someone out there got something out of this last episode before I actually played the game, experienced the game, finished the game. I'm not fucking recording anything until I've experienced fully this game in my own fucking time. Love you all so much. Believe me, we'll have a lot to talk about once I'm back, once we're all back from playing this game. Let it be known in the in history, looking back on this, that games do exist that will make you experience brand new emotions. I'm experiencing a brand new fucking sequence of emotions, even just with the preview. So that's a little testament there to what I know will be a brand new experience emotionally for me with this game. I can't even fucking begin to deal. So to IGN, who gave it a 6 out of 10, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because, 20 outlets or so gave it 10s out of 10s. Either you're being contrarian or you're being fucking weird or you don't fucking get it. And it makes me fucking happy because the order went through the same thing. People fucking fucked up on the order. You're not going to fuck up on Kojima. Fuck off with all this bullshit of, you don't understand what the game is. Shut the fuck up, because people said the same thing about... whenever anyone's done something brand new, listen to George Miller, who says that, he's fucking pulled it off, this brand new gameplay experience, and genre experience. So I don't have fucking time for that. Go fuck yourself with that, seriously. I don't give a shit. I really don't give a fuck. And I love Max Scoville. I love that dude. I don't know who did the review. Love IGN. I whoever wrote the review, I love you too. You're great. But again, I'm very emotional right now, so I'm saying very emotional things. I'll experience it myself. Subjectivity is the name of the game at all times. I have utmost respect for people, expressing what they think and feel. And I hope I gave enough of a pretense. And if it wasn't obvious already, yeah, I'm extremely fucking emotional right now. Ahead of playing this game, experiencing this masterpiece of interactive artistry. And so love to everyone listening. Yeah. You're listening to someone. I've got goosebumps in my fingers, like some fucking interdimensional shit's happening with me. But all I can say is it was lovely to articulate some things with you folks. And if you're, but please do, like, this is a straight up fucking call to action, right? Put it, like, send it through to deathstrandingpodcast@gmail.com or albertkessler.com/contact, wherever. Just fucking reach me with how you've been feeling, because that's fascinating as shit to me. It really is. We're in uncharted territory. We do not know. It's like someone stepping onto like some interstellar planet for the first time. We have no fucking idea what the conditions of this planet, what this area of subject matter is going to do to our bodies. I feel like I just stepped into a fucking another atmosphere, and I've just like grown fucking tentacles from my eyeballs and kind of shit. Like, completely unexpected shit is happening to me inside. I've never felt this amalgam of emotions, this gestalt feeling of rage and joy and peace and happiness and numbness and unprecedented fucking kinship and like gratitude, and support of my fellow creative people, and fucking beyond, more than anything, is the motivation Kojima and Death Stranding and Kojima Productions gives me to do my own creative stuff. It really underscored how important the ritual of showing people something brand fucking new, unrepeated, not safe, right? Okay, very, very important we do this. This reminded me of that. Kojima reminds me of that. Yeah. All right, folks. Until next time, and lots of love to Kojima Productions. Thank you so much for making this amazing, tremendous game. Each and every one of you is my hero. Thank you. Thanks, and thanks to everyone tuning in. Love you so much. Just feeling lots right now, so take good care. Speak to you guys on November 15th. And until next time, tomorrow is in your hands.